Paul Plakas joins us. Paul, how are you, my man?
Always great, Jason. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, Paul. It seems that every week there's a new diet fad that comes out, and you know, suddenly this is bad for you, and now that's bad for you. And, oh my God, don't drink milk, and don't do this, and don't do that.
Exactly.
I know you kind of have a list of, you know, because everybody's different now. There are certain body types that react better to carbohydrates or proteins. I know that's a fact. But let's start with a few things. What is the number one thing that you would recommend for anyone, regardless of body type, that they should incorporate in their eating habits?
Well, there's the first thing that I would recommend to everybody is to try to eat natural whole foods as much as possible. So the more the original format of that food or formation of that food, the better for you. So for example, if you're going to eat a piece of fruit like an apple, try to get that apple from the tree into your mouth as soon as possible. That way you're getting the most nutritional value from that apple. The more you process it and change the form of an apple, into apple sauce or apple gummy bears and stuff like that, then you lose a lot of the nutritional value. The whole thing about processing is it is about creating a shelf life and making it last a long period of time so that the people who make it can make loads of money off of you, but they're not concerned about your health.
Okay, so processed food number one. Now, in Alberta, it's tough to eat foods that are in season.
Yes, that is true. So what I would do then is your best bet is when you are getting fruits and vegetables and during the in-season part of the year, so during the summer months, try to freeze a bunch of it for your winter months, and then as soon as you can. So buy it fresh, freeze it, and then use those fruits and vegetables you can't normally get in the winter months to eat. That's your best bet. And I would say pick stuff that is the less traveling the food has to go before it gets to you. So instead of getting stuff from like Chile or South Africa and stuff like that, try to get as close to you as possible. So your best bet is fresh, locally grown farms, having a garden in your backyard, farmers markets. That's your best bet because you know where the food's coming from and you're getting that nutritional quality without a lot of oxidization that's going to happen to the food when it's a long-term sitting out in the open air.
Paul Plakas joins us. What about nutrient density rather than calories and macronutrient distribution in the diet? Can you explain the difference to our audience?
Yeah, that is actually the key to eating. You know, so you can forget about all that, eat more protein or eat less carbs or more fats and more carbs, all that kind of stuff. Because all they're doing there with those diets is working on percentages of how much percent of your diet should be from protein, carbs, and fats, that kind of stuff. That is not as important as getting nutrient-dense foods. And those are foods that have tons of vitamins and minerals and relatively low calories. So we're talking like, we know spinach is a high nutrient-dense food. Lots of nutrients, not that many calories. We know donuts is a low nutrient-dense food. No nutritional value, tons of calories. So that's really the key to eating, instead of worrying about what your percentages are of your macronutrients.
Now, if people out there are saying, you know, I want to eat healthier, but I don't really know where to look, how am I going to find out what's the nutrient density in most foods? Where can they find that?
Well, generally, the rule that you can use is bright-colored vegetables and fruit are your best choices. Yeah, so they're generally the lowest amount in calories and the highest amount of nutrient density. So that's your best bet. Then after that, what you would have to do is go on the internet and look up, how much does a certain amount of turkey nutrient value in calories compare to the same amount of chicken and the same amount of red meat. Really, a variety is important. If you are looking to lose weight, there are some meats that have less calories for the same amount of quantity. So you can play around with that. But I always recommend to people a variety of all the good stuff. That's your best bet. So make sure you're getting everything.
One of the other things you've stated is mindful about the in-the-moment eating. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people eat subconsciously. So they're not aware that they're eating. So, for example, if you're at a party and there's a whole bunch of food sitting around, you may be full, but because other people are eating, you may be just eating to mimic what they're doing. And also, you may have developed bad habits. For example, well, maybe while you're watching TV late at night, your routine is, hey, I'm going to you know, pop a massive bowl of popcorn, put some butter on it, and eat that while watching my favorite show. Maybe you've done that thousands of times, and that's what you just do. But there might be some nights where you're really hungry. You're not that hungry because you had a big meal, or maybe you ate an excessive amount during the day, but you still eat the popcorn because that's what you've been doing so many times. So be aware, are you hungry, and are you eating because you that you need it, or are you just eating because of the situation?
Paul Blackis joins us. Paul, is it true that once you get hungry, that kind of defeats the purpose? You should eat beforehand, thus never getting hungry, because once you get hungry, then your body actually stops burning fat. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure about stops burning fat, but your body goes into a state of starvation protection. So it may think that, hey, you're not getting a lot of calories. I'm not going to release my fat cells as easily and okay. lower my metabolism. So if you do that for a long period of time, that can happen. But generally, yeah, a good rule is you never want to get so hungry that you need that you have this urge to binge. Okay, that's a lot of people have that. I've been on a few bike rides in my time where I did not fuel properly. And then after a 3 or 4 hour bike ride, I ran out of food maybe like an hour ago, and I'm ready to eat the bark off a tree. I am so hungry and so hypoglycemic, I'll eat anything.
Quick questions here coming in from Kirk. He's always struggling to bulk up and maintain weight. He gets bored in the gym. He loves to stay active, but he's always losing bulk muscle. What do you recommend?
Well, for somebody who has trouble putting on weight, then I would recommend a lot of liquid calories because it's hard to eat solid food for the amount of calories some people need. So then I would recommend like a high-calorie protein shake of some kind, maybe using a protein powder with some yogurt in there, with some berries, bananas, maybe some coconut milk, that kind of stuff. So a lot of calorically dense stuff that okay. goes down easy. So I would have at least a couple of those a day, and especially try to time one right after a workout.
Great advice, because I think a lot of people think you got to eat more and you can't. So using it in the liquid form, because usually
sometimes
you can.
It's hard. Some of these guys, like you, I've heard, like Olympic athletes that train so much, they're eating 10,000 calories plus a day. It's hard to eat that in solid food. So some people who are hard gainers, they need to eat massive amount of quality, and your liquid calories just go down easier.
And one last one for you, Paul. What are some good quick fix foods for metabolism and proper daily nutrition in the morning?
Oh, for the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I would do for that is I would try to prep your food in the morning the night before. So that way you don't have, if you're busy in the morning, you got your kids, you got to get ready for school and you're late for work, you're going to miss your breakfast, which is an important meal.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would pack a little bag of some healthy nuts, some raw nuts. Maybe I would take a couple pieces of fruit, chopped up carrots, peppers, all ready to go in a bag. And then that way you can have that for you as a snack, maybe while you're getting into your car, driving to work, and then maybe have that during your day at your desk so that you're never in a situation where you have to go to the vending machine because you're starving.
Paul, as always, excellent stuff. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks very much. Have a good night.